Hello. That's interesting. A guy came up to me and just said that the 703 bus doesn't seem to be running. That's one of the buses I use to get to the station. Although the 765 must be, because they said that there's one due in at 7:40. So I've got a while to wait here, but that's okay. 703 bus must be on strike, as they kept threatening to do last week. Anyway, that's all right. I'll check the my trusty PTV app soon, just to make sure that's what it says. And if it doesn't appear to be running, I'll walk to the station. I still got time, I guess. But anyway, just wanted to say in the meantime, talk to you about my early Christmas yesterday with the parentals and my sister and brother-in-law and niece. And partner, of course. It was fun. And we had the turkey. Mum cooked a turkey, which was really nice. I didn't expect that, because they're going to my auntie's on Christmas Day, but of course, me and B will be up in Bendigo. We're leaving actually on Christmas Eve, as I've mentioned before. We're leaving so on the Wednesday, catching the train up. Might do a bit of an audio book on the train, just because it's a V-line train and it sounds different to the suburban trains. And yeah, so that will be awesomeage. But yesterday was awesomeage too. I unfortunately couldn't have a lot to do with my niece, because she had a cold. As did my sister and brother-in-law. They all seem to have a cold. But I, yeah, it was good. Basically, we got there and we were doing... Oh, my nana. Of course, I missed out my nana being there too. Yes. then we... just talking and having nibblies. Well, I was. And then we went to unwrap the presents, because there was still an hour to go before dinner. And that was good. My lovely 2-year-old niece handed them all out. And yeah. And so we all were very lucky there. Got money, chocolates, lollies. And yeah, I think that's all I got. I mean, I was pretty happy with what I got. Just trying to think of anything else. No, don't think so. And excuse me. And Beef did pretty well as well. and everyone else did good. And then we had dinner. We had rissoles, turkey, baked potatoes, which were good, done in duck fat, which is only done on Christmas. And what else? Carrots, peas. It's very nice. I'm sneezing on. Okay, there we go. Had my sneeze. So I had 2 plates of that. Oh, and of course my sister done cauliflower and white sauce, and that was good too. My brother-in-law's not very mobile at the moment. He did his knee in basketball. I'm having a mental blank. Dislocated it. That's the word. So he goes into a hospital today to have surgery on that. So I guess at least he won't be there over Christmas. He'll probably get out on Christmas Eve, though, at the latest. So that would be alright. Alright for him. yeah, so dinner was good. And then we went back in the good room, as Mum calls it, as Mum and my sister call it. Excuse me, a Kat and Kim reference. It's really good. It's really funny. I really love that. We just had a talk and mostly watching Posey, my niece, playing and, you know, doing what they do. Is 2 years old. She's going through this no phase at the moment. No. Say goodbye to Granny? No. Oh, this was when I left, of course. Say goodbye to Uncle Brent and Auntie Rachel? No. So, yeah. Anyway, that's all good. I do that. My sister's pregnant again. I knew that for a while, but I didn't want to say because I don't think she was saying much to people. Although she spilt it to my extended family, probably when she was a bit early, and she admits that. But she's 15 weeks now, so she'll be due in next June, which is 2 months before Posey turns 3. I don't know the sex, obviously. I don't know if she wants to know. She didn't find out with Posey. She wanted to find out with this baby, but then I think she's changed her mind, so I don't know what she wants to do. So, yeah, they originally thought it was twins, but now they don't think it is. Jew's still out with my mum, though, but no, I don't think she's probably having twins. She's showing, though. Anyway. So, yeah, that will be exciting. I'll have another little niece and nephew around. And so, yeah, so we were just talking in the good room after dinner and talking and eating chocolates and stuff and fruit. They had fruit there, which Mum had fruit out, which was a really good idea. Instead of having, you know, too many chocolates and lollies, she had fruit out there. So I was nibbling at the apricots. Apricots is my second favourite fruit. My first, of course, being mango. And, yeah, and nectarines. Probably my third favourite fruit, followed by peaches, which is fourth. And then, and cherries come up in there somewhere too. Fifth favourite fruit. And then all the seasonal fruit comes first, hey? And then all the usual apple, orange. Orange probably comes up pretty highly too. You can have really, really nice oranges. Oh, my. Yeah, but anyway, there you go. There's my ranking of fruit for you, which I'd never even thought about before. So, there you go. We were talking in that, and then Angie and Trent left, and Posey, and then Mum went and had a bit of a rest. She was up on her feet all day cooking, and she's she has problems with arthritis and stuff. So Dad and B and I were chatting and away, and so that was good. And then we left about probably 7. And then, we came back and, B did some dishes, and, my friend Jay at Soprano Koala rang me. Can't remember what she calls herself on her boo these days. She hardly uses that anymore. We had a nice chat, and then pretty much went to bed, and now I'm here. I start work at 8:30 today, and got a call to say I'll be required in the ward tomorrow afternoon because clinic is closed, but they want to do a follow-up with the transplant patients, and I guess especially me at the moment because I've got a few issues happening. The JC virus and so forth. Want to check that out, I guess. And then, so I've got 1.5 days to go, pretty much. And then Wednesday, I we go away. I'm leaving at about maybe 9:45, and we'll get to Southern Cross at 10:45. We have to know when we're going to get to Southern Cross because we need a traveller's aid to take us to the other platform. Traveller's aid, for anyone outside of Australia, is, and who wouldn't know, is like just these, an organisation who will, you know, help us, you know, I guess, blind or any, quote, disabled, unquote, because I hate that word, people. Well, I guess I hate it relating to myself, so I don't feel disabled, but that's another story, which I'll do on another audio room. So, yeah, they take us, you know, golf buggy usually, from one platform to the other. Southern Cross Station is the main sort of country, it's the station that's the, where all the V-line trains leave on, so the interstate trains leave from, and it's a very big, like, nightmare for blind people. It's continuously noisy. This continuous hum, which I guess is the diesels from the motors, diesel motors from the V-line trains, many V-line trains. And when the announcements are made, they're really, like, hard to understand because they're echoey. And, it's just a nightmare, that station. And the thing is, it never used to always be like this because they used to be able to use the station fine. But but now, like, a lot of the platforms are, like, maybe you get platform 5A and 5B will be on the same sort of stretch of platform, but it's just separated into A and B. So that's difficult, very difficult. And so Travellers Aid are an organisation. There's a couple of branches. There's one in Southern Cross, and I believe there's one at Flinders Street Station. Although I don't know what they do there because, you know, it's a suburban train network, as far as I'm concerned, is pretty easy to use, and I think, I don't know, maybe they do help people to get to their trains, although I've never come across that. I suppose I do. And I think there's, I know there used to be another Travellers Aid place up in, I think it was Collins Street or something like that, which just used to help disabled people with any task. They used to have people, they used to have computers there, and people used to go there and hang out during the day. Excuse me. Because I remember going there a few times, and I was going to volunteer there at one stage. But anyway, so that's what Travellers Aid does. So Travellers Aid helps all us blind out at Southern Cross Station, because it's a, again, it's a nightmare station. So they'll get me from my platform to the Bendigo train. That's where my my second family lives. And then I'll, obviously they'll have B. They'll probably take B first, because I think his train gets in there earlier than mine. So they'll probably take him, and then I'll probably meet him on the platform, the Bendigo train platform. It's all very exciting. And I'll have all these presents to take up in a separate bag, and then I'll have to pack tonight and tomorrow, because we're staying up there a few days, which will be nice, because usually we've only stayed up there one night. So, yeah, it will be nice this time to stay up there longer, because we've already had Christmas with my immediate family. Anyway, that's what we plan to do over Christmas, and that's what we did yesterday, and it was all good. And now I better go and check the timetable in case there's no buses that are running at all. So I'll catch you later. Might do, as I say, a boo from the train on Wednesday from the V-line service, and have a good day all.